Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election on Sunday, cementing his grip on power, though thousands of opponents staged a noon protest at polling stations, and the United States said the vote was neither free or fair. For Putin, a former KGB lieutenant colonel who first rose to power in 1999, the result is intended to underscore to the West its leaders will have to reckon with an emboldened Russia, whether in war or in peace, for many more years to come. Ukraine early on Sunday launched a new massive wave of drone attacks on Russia as its defense ministry reported downing 35 drones, including four in the Moscow region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a drone was downed near one of the capital's airports. No casualties or damage were reported. According to Russia's defense ministry, another two drones were shot over the Kaluga region just south of the Russian capital. A drone attack on the Yaroslavl region, located about 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, was some of the furthest launched by Ukraine so far. More drones were said to have been downed over the Belgorod, Kursk and Rostov regions that border Ukraine and the southern Krasnodar region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Sunday said he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the need to provide comprehensive humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza. Scholz at a joint news conference with Netanyahu in Jerusalem added a negotiated two-state solution for the Palestinian people is the key to lasting security for Israel.
We cannot stand by and watch Palestinians risk starvation. That's not us. That is not what we stand for.
This is